Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 350 for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was mixed on volatile trading Wednesday as strength in the Canadian dollar weighed down nearby positions. Canola was down 20 cents to $1.90 in the two front month positions, while the more deferred contracts were up 20 cents to $2.60. The nearby canola May contract was almost $2 lower at $454.30 per ton, while the most active July contract was down 20 cents at $456.60 per ton. Traders took profits off the highs, while some investors also exited front-month positions in favor of the more deferred contracts. The U.S. soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all firmer, which helped to underpin the market. Farmers are reluctant sellers right now due to the looming spring planting session. However, the Canadian dollar was sharply stronger against its American counterpart. The dollar was up nearly 100 points, which made canola less attractive to outside buyers. U.S. soybean acreage is expected to be record large, which pressured values, while the ongoing South American soybean harvest was also bearish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 3 to 4 cents with the May contract up 4 at $9.65 per bushel. Prices were aided by short covering. Some investors thought the lower prices we recorded earlier this week would convince some traders to exit their positions. There are ideas that China may decide to bid for more soybeans in months to come. Right now, the Asian giant has fixed its gaze on South America, but North American exporters are hoping that will change soon. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the most active May contract coming in at $3.75 a bushel. The slow pace of planting in the U.S. Midwest caused some investor short covering. Recent rainfall has only added to the delays, along with cool temperatures. In the Mississippi Delta, many areas are too wet to plant at all, but when farmers are able to, they'll likely swap out the corn in favor of soybeans. Wheat was lower, down 6 to 8 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.90 per bushel. Both of the front month contracts are now well under the psychologically important $5 a bushel mark. Forecast for more rain in the U.S. Southern Plains was bearish, as the moisture is expected to help the crop. Russia will reportedly decide whether or not to impose a wheat export tax in May. Farmers in the Ukraine have planted about 80% of their spring wheat. Cool temperatures may keep some of the acres out of the ground altogether. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.